The fate of the government-proposed tax hikes for 2013, which are linked to the approval of next year's state budget, remains uncertain. The Prime Minister's compromise proposal, according to which only the lower VAT bracket would be raised by a percentage point instead of both, has not won over the six rebel Civic Democrat deputies who have been blocking the bill. The lower house was expected to vote on the legislation next week, and the Prime Minister had linked his government's future to the outcome of the vote. But according to the CTK news agency, the senior governing party is now considering getting the vote postponed until after its election conference on the first weekend of November. According to the news agency's sources, the Prime Minister would like the conference to pass a resolution binding all party MPs to support the bill.
Meanwhile, economists are warning that continuing uncertainty regarding tax changes is having a far worse impact on the economy than the proposed 1% hike itself. David Marek, the chief economist at Patria Finance, says it is high time for companies and the public to learn what tax rates will be enforced next year, and notes that the government should strive for a few years of tax stability, which would allow entrepreneurs to plan ahead. If no agreement on VAT is reached, a single VAT rate of 17.5% would come into force as of next year, according to legislation already in force.
The Česká zbrojovka arms maker this week reported on an emerging arms deal with Iraq. According to the company's sales manager, the Iraqi delegation, which visited Prague earlier this month, expressed serious interest in the company's Bren assault rifles, Scorpion submachine guns and Phantom pistols. The size of the deal is still being discussed. Česká zbrojovka sales in 2011 exceeded 2 billion crowns, the highest turnover in the company's history. Iraq will also buy 28 Czech L-159 combat aircraft worth $1 billion.
Czech exporters are increasingly turning to markets in Eastern Europe, Asia and Latin America within a government drive to reduce the country's dependence on EU member states. According to a survey made among Czech exporters, local firms are increasingly tapping business opportunities in Russia, Ukraine and Belarus, and there is increased interest in Asian and Latin American markets. Russia was named most frequently for its export potential by 31% respondents. Ukraine with 29% placed second and Brazil with 28% third, followed by Kazakhstan and India. From the Arab states, Egypt and Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates reportedly present the biggest opportunities.
The Swedish furniture chain IKEA plans to open three new department stores in the Czech Republic in the next 3 to 6 years, spending some 4 billion crowns on the new outlets. The company's chief executive, Marek Feltl, told the CTK news agency this week. The new department stores are to be built in Prague, Plzeň and Hradec Králové. IKEA raised its sales in the Czech Republic by 5% to 7 billion crowns in the financial year ending in August. This year, IKEA expects a 4% growth of turnover. IKEA also plans to launch a new online shop in the Czech Republic within the next 3 years.